It's obviously made it clear, my words afterwards, which were certainly not an attack on the referee. Referees have a tough job to do, but I just felt it was a bit of an obvious one that didn't need to be given. And I'm pleased to say the powers that be have agreed.
Are you still frustrated about being reduced to 10 men and perhaps having a chance to win the game?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, it's a massive decision. And we've had, over the season, I must make it clear, I think we've had generally a balanced view. But the last sort of seven or eight games, we had a few big decisions go against us. And it's hard to take when you're fighting for everything you can get. And of course, 10-11 is hard enough, but in the Premier League, it's very difficult. And we still tried to have a go at it. We still tried to make a fist of it. You know, and we did at Everton the other week as well, which was another debatable big decision win against us. But, you know, we fight onwards and we look upwards as ever.
What about the league position? 8 points behind Hull, just three games left. Does that increase the pressure?
I don't think it increases the pressure. It increases the reality. We're on the verge of what could be, you know, a situation that we certainly believe we wouldn't be in at the beginning of the season. But that is the reality of the Premier League. It's the reality of the moment. We accept it. We accept the challenge moving forwards. We want to win a game and then see where it takes us.
You haven't scored many goals lately.
You're right.
What can you do about that?
Well, we've looked to operate with the team the best we can. I've spoken over the weeks, actually, you know, it's broken record time. We've been creating chances. If we need to make even better chances, then we have to do that. And you do need a scratch of fortune, not even luck, just a bounce needs to come your way sometimes. And we haven't had many scruffy chances fall our way where it just cannons off someone in the box and it lands to someone. We've had to earn the right to make chances, which we've done, and then you've got to take them. So, you know, it's really come down to that. Defensively, generally as a team, we've been quite solid, been in every game virtually over the season, just haven't taken the chances often when they've come our way.
Is there going to be more emphasis on attacking because you do need to win three games?
There's been more emphasis on attacking all season. We've played two centre-forwards. We've played three centre-forwards in a lot of games, including around the time of winning at Man City and the games after that. I've no doubt my team's desire to be in games and win them and to attack in order to do that. You know, I say to the players all the time, I make it clear, that's what I want to do as a manager. Best form of defence is attack. So we want to be progressive in attack whilst also keeping the balance right and keeping the back door locked. So gung-ho is for dreamers. You know, it's got to be organised and it's got to be done in a fashion that can win without losing, of course.
Last season, you expected to slip up and you responded and you did well. Do you hope that's going to happen this year?
It's a completely different level of football, so it's a different scenario. All we can do is what we can do. The players have been, certainly there's been no lack of effort, no lack of will, no lack of organisation or design of the team. You know, we've got to keep going and believing and we've got to get the defining moments to come our way.
What have you made of Hull this season?
I think they've, generally, I think Steve's navigated through a tricky path, but I probably think at the beginning of the season, him and his players probably felt they wouldn't be in this situation. I thought they probably felt they'd be a bit higher up the table, but their reality is similar but different. They are in that awkward sort of area. They know they've got to win games, and they had a big result against Liverpool. And Steve, I must say, I've got great respect for Steve. I like him as a person and respect him as a manager and beyond this game, obviously, then that'll maintain. But we've got to go there to win the game, for sure.
The win over Hull in November was the first of the season. How important was that?
Well, it was massive for us. We'd earned the right to win games before that, but hadn't got it over the line. And it was a bit of a spell like now, where performances were generally good. We were in every game, and we couldn't find that margin that wins a game. And then we did against Hull. And, you know, but that's a reflective point. You know, we've moved on since then. We've got to show that we've moved on by giving a big performance and obviously winning.
What's the team news for this week?
Team news is just that Vokesy, we're unsure on Vokesy. He's still got a niggly injury. It's nothing more than a niggle, but it's taken a bit more time than we thought. So we'll see how he is tomorrow.